I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey everyone, welcome to the All Dick is Trash podcast, the podcast about patriarchy, sex, and a lot of sadness.
I was going to yell trash dick, but I like sadness.
Trash dick and sadness are synonymous. Tomato. I'm here in studio with the manager extraordinaire, podcast producer extraordinaire, Candy Haro. We are in Park Slope, Brooklyn, in the More Bananas Studios. It's so beautiful in here.
Gorgeous. There's a puppy.
There's a puppy here. I was really excited. And maybe you had an accident, but who knows? You know, who knows? They're doing their best. So, yeah, I like to start every episode with a trash dick anthology, just a little story, a little glimpse into who I met, who I am today, and to the origin story of the villain that is Millie. And yeah, I think today this story is titled The Black Skateboarder. So there's this guy that I met on a dating app a few months ago, and he was really nice. He was cool. And he was like, hey, like, let's go out for drinks. And it just could never work out. And then finally one day, like, you know, my weeks are super booked. Yeah. My weeks are super booked. And I have to know things like a week ahead of time. And then there's some weeks where like every single night is booked for the 10 days in a row. I'll either have therapy, like a meeting of this, or a show, a rehearsal, something. So then this guy hit me up and he was like, what do you do? And then I was like, you know, I do have time. I also like to get really dressed up for dates. Like, I like for it to be a whole thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't do well with last minute things, but this guy was just so sincere. I was like, you know what? Let's hang out after my therapy session. And, you know, I didn't have any makeup on. I didn't, you know, but it was cool. We met up at Rockarola. He was like this really, he was really cool. Again, this black skateboarder guy. We seemed like we had so much in common. We were going to the same block party show, even though like months later I didn't see him there. But anyway, we were into the same music. He was also into emo. And then like on the date at some point, he was like, which this is in my set now. Like, he's like, man, white women are crazy. And I'm like, yeah, like, okay, sure, you know? And he's like, yeah, you know, I was on a date with this white woman and, you know, it was going well. And then she just like was like, hey, do you want to come to the bathroom and do some coke with me? And he's like, isn't that crazy? And I'm like, yeah, that's so crazy. I would never share my coke on the first day. That's nuts. They are crazy. But I'm like, well, this woman's being real generous to a friend.
Yes.
Anyway, so, okay. So then that was like, oh, okay. And like, it was this thing where like, I felt like in a lot of relationships before or and like in a lot of dating situations, I felt like the guys weren't taking me as seriously. And then when I started to like really date more black men, I felt a level of like, oh, I'm going to take this seriously. Like this is a potential partner. Mm-hmm. I got that energy from them. Whereas like in other dates, other situations, people of other races, I would get like, oh, I'm just playing around or I just want to hook up. So I was like, oh, okay. I got that. And he told me he was going to therapy. So I was like, great. And then just a few more times, like we try to make plans and he would be like the kind of person to be like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, oh no, I don't do that. Like I can't, like that's right. Like mm-hmm. I have to know. I'm like, I can't hang out tonight, but I can do Friday. And then I'll be like, sure, yeah. And then Friday comes and he's like, it's raining. No. I can't go out. And I'm like, no. Dude, what the fuck?
You can't do that after like your early 20s. Like,
exactly.
Like,
you can't do that after your early 20s and like, what the fuck? So you know, it just kept being like that. And I kept getting frustrated. I was like, fine, whatever, I'll leave it. And then, you know, he's a skateboarder. So, also too, another thing that he has like a huge tattoo of the Slytherin sign on his forearm, the dark mark.
So he reads?
Yeah, I know. Nice. So that was like another thing. I love Harry Potter, whatever. So I, you know, there's this like viral video that went out on Black Twitter of this couple. And it was like, I guess they got married. So it's like a black woman in a wedding dress and then her white boyfriend. And then all of them are, it's like 30 people on skateboards and they're skateboarding after their wedding. And it's like a real fun thing, except then the bride falls and like rolls around and like all these people fall. And like, it's just like, it's just a funny video, you know? So I shared it to him. And then I shared the remix version, which is to Kick Push. And then right when Lupe Fiasco goes, the bride falls. Nice. And then, you know, I send it to him like, oh, my God, did you see this? And he's like, yeah, I saw it, LOL. But I have mixed feelings about it. And I was like, mixed feelings? What do you have mixed feelings about? And he was like, well, I just think it's funny, like, you know, black and Latina women won't date black men who are into nerdy stuff, but they'll marry white men who are into the same thing. And I'm like, really, with this narrative? Like I heard
she just ate shit.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what is there to be objective? What is the mixed feelings? Like, she fell on her wedding day. That's objectively funny. And then he was like, yeah, but you know, I feel like, you know, that's why black men and Latino, like, they're just stuck dating white women in Asia. And I'm like, what? And he was just, and I'm just like, I feel like even in 2019, we're having this discussion because that was something that people said like a long time ago of like, oh, well, you know, I only date white girls because black girls aren't into anime. But like, I'm like, with the exposure of the, which I mean, I hate to even say like, I only date white girls because it's like, that's super reductive and mean to like women in general. But at the same time, like, that's just simply not true. And you're just ignoring a whole group of people, like nerds, like black women nerds and Latina women nerds, like you're ignoring that by saying that. And I'm like, especially with the like emergence of the internet, like that shouldn't be. And he was,
it's very weeby of him.
It's very weeby. And like, and I'm like, meh. So then, and then I was like, I don't think that this is a thing anymore. And he's like, well, I do. I've seen it so many times. Like black women and Latina women don't like men like me. And I'm just like, okay, I'm thinking like, okay, I'm Afro-Latina. And I met you on a dating app and we met for a date. Like, so what does this say about me? And then also on the date, you talked about like how annoying white women are. And now you're saying how annoying. So it's like, you just hate women. Mm-hmm. You just hate all women. Trash.
Trash.
So I ghosted him.
I'm so proud of you. You never ghost.
I ghost. Well, I don't like to.
But you added his narrative, right?
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? Like, if you already have it, I'm not going to take that away from you. No. You already hate all women. I'm not going to try to change your mind, honey.
Even the ones that try to give you drugs.
Yeah, I know. Come on, man. You have no reason to hate women. Because, listen, if a guy was like, I'll give you some free coke, probably not, but I'll take some for later because it doesn't expire. Thank you for the gift. but yeah, no, I do. I have ghosted. I don't like it. I think ghosting is wrong if you've had sex with someone. That's my thing. It's like, if after I feel an obligation to like, hey, this isn't working out. We should end it. I think that's the moral thing to do. But we didn't. And I just stopped texting him back. And then he texted me again and I just never which is not great, but you hate.
It'd
and
be
I really,
like that. It'd
I,
re- be like that.
I really thought about it. I went to therapy and I was like talking about it, but then it was like, no, like, I don't know. Why is it my job to tell you? You know, I don't know. He's like 33. Mm-mm. He's an adult skateboarder.
He's in therapy. He'll figure it out. And if he doesn't, well, that's not you.
That's not you. And then I went to the block party show and he wasn't there. So great. So now we're going to go on to our interview with Andres Govea.
Andres Govea.
And super excited. I just want to preface it by saying, Andres is a huge troll and possibly a psychopath, and I love them so much, and I'm so excited to have them. So here's the interview.
I don't like Kristen Bell because she read the script for Bad Moms, and then she was like, this is the best script I ever read. And I was like, this is when I don't trust you from now on.
Oh, I haven't watched Bad Moms, but it just sounds dumb. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like...
How much dumb shit have you done for not that big of a paycheck?
How much time?
That's most my life.
How much time do we have? Look.
But you don't have to pretend that's the most amazing thing in the world. You can just be like, I'm doing this project.
Well, anyway. I feel like, doesn't she have to say it, though?
Under contract? Sure. Or no.
Yeah, you never heard Mila Kunis say anything, so.
Mila Kunis...
Mila.
She really likes The Bachelor.
She does?
She watches. She was in an episode because her and Ashton.
Oh, right.
Of The Bachelor. That's weird to me. You know what? But I get it. I get the, like, it's too many white people, but they had a season with a black bachelorette.
Yes.
And I watched it and I was like, oh, I get it now. I'm all in.
And what do you get?
I get why people watch it. I get the fantasy leagues, like people saying who's gonna go on to the next date. I get like it is like, I love the idea of 30 hot guys in a house waiting to date you and fighting each other.
Okay,
and then you can see into them fighting each other about you, and then like you go on these $1 million dates. Like you're like, one of the dates was literally they flew to Switzerland for a day and like went to like all these like hot springs and all this shit, and then went back. You know what I mean? And it's like a vacation with each guys. I get the fantasy suites.
It sounds like you want to be on.
Oh,
the
for
back.
Sure, okay. For sure.
And it's all like 3 weeks, right?
It's in 3 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can find love in 3 months.
Flavor of Love was 3 weeks, and he banged everyone on there. Someone took a shit on the floor.
Oh my god!
Someone
took a shit on the floor. Something. That was her name. Was something they called, because Flavor Flav was like, you're really something, and then that's her name her nickname for the rest of the fucking.
I don't think episode. She lasts long. Yeah, she lasted
but,
that episode,
but she
right?
La-
no,
yeah,
she lasted
didn't
a
get
while.
Cut off, or
she didn't
get eliminated.
She did take a
for
shit in the middle of the floor, but she didn't get eliminated for that. You know what I will say? Have you heard of the Zeus Network?
What's the Zeus Network?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Is that Quibi?
No, bitch. Okay. No, bitch. It's the Quibi for black people. The Zeus Network is this, like, streaming channel thing. And Black China has a reality show. Black China is like one of the exec producers of it. So she has a reality show, and like it got famous because her reality show just showed a really, really volatile fight between her and her mom And it, you know, it just makes me really sad.
What's her mom's name in Japan?
Tokyo Toni.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And her mom's like, it was really, it's really sad. Like, her mom's like, you know, I don't give a fuck if I sold you off, like, sold you off for men for money. Like, you should still love me. Something like that. And she's like, what? It
was a lot of trauma. That's the sound bite. That's the sound bite we're using.
But anyway, her mom did a dating show. Like, her mom's like, her mom's like a hood 55. You know what I mean? So she's like in her 50s, but you know she's lived a life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. So they filmed a reality, like, Flavor of Love kind of shit with her mom. And it was... I'm 100% sure they filmed it over a weekend. Like, they got an Airbnb mansion for a weekend. And then the guys... Have you ever been to, like, a local dive bar in a small town?
Yes.
Like, all the guys that were in this show look like the regulars there. Oh, or, like, uncles that are like, hey, like, hug you too long. And, like, it was just, like, old black guys. Like, it was, oh, man. And there's, like, a young, I don't know.
Did she find love?
She was, like, and then she's, like, twerking on the, it's a show.
Oh, so she found love.
Yeah, I'm sure. But anyway, we're here with Andres.
Oh, hi.
Andres, it's so nice to see you.
So nice to see you.
Andres is a barb.
I'm a barb.
I'm like, unfortunately. But we were looking past that.
I just met you.
We have not have led with that.
It's a big part of my personality.
And Andres, what's a barb for the people who don't know?
Sure. It's a Nicki Minaj fan that has a taste for blood.
Exactly. That's such a good description.
Yeah.
That's such a good description. Who do you think, maybe this should be a lightning round, but no. I feel like I want to hear, who do you think has the worst stance? Is it Brit? Because to me, it's either Nicki, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande. I don't know if I'm being biased.
Who do you stand?
Beyonce. Like, yeah, I'm in the Beehive, but I feel like the Beehive is not as bad as those other three. But I could be. Oh, and then, like, K-pop stands cannot. But
their content
is
funny.
They're crazy.
I think the worst. Okay, I'll say this: the barbs really make the content on Twitter for me.
Yeah,
they really do it. Taylor Swift. I once tweeted about Taylor Swift that she was a horse girl that just got lucky, mm-hmm. and it sort of went viral. And then a Taylor Swift fan told me to kill myself. So
just one, because that's
honestly
pretty good.
I know, and I was like, And Ariana Grande fans, they're sort of like basic. It's not a lot of content, but like barbs interact with Ariana Grande fans.
Yes.
So it's like,
there is an alliance.
Yes, there is.
I can't imagine Ariana Grande fans have a lot to say.
No,
like,
they really don't.
Their sweater over their mouth.
It's
and
mostly
like
that.
Giggle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I would say, okay, so the barbs, I feel like, you know, have... you know, an undying devotion to their, like, even to, you know, dangerous extents, you know?
They're not afraid to deport someone.
Yeah, they will literally. I sent Andres memes or, like, posts of the craziest things I see about barbs. And this one person posted, like, I just want Nicki Minaj to die so that people can finally give her the respect she deserves. Like, they're crazy. Or somebody was like, Nicki owns all her masters, she's multi-platinum. And then someone's like, how does she own her masters? She doesn't even have her bachelor's degree. So, like,
they're
that
so
is
smart.
The kind
they're
of
literally
stuff.
So smart. That's the
kind of stuff. I just imagine barbs is like 20-year-olds who work at Forever 21.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Victoria's Secret.
That's sort of like what I try to emulate on my day-to-day.
Yeah, like gay black men who work at Victoria's Secret. You're asking me to
that's
stop.
Amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing.
So right.
They just have like a lot of time during lunch.
Yes, yes. Okay. Let's classify the different stand-ups by jobs. Okay.
Ariana like mall jobs.
Yeah, mall jobs, mall okay, jobs. Okay. Ariana Grande, Auntie Annie's.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Absolutely. Yeah, she's like Annie. Always holding like a lemonade, like
yes.
half working, like on the phone.
Yeah. The lemonade's like half, like, it's melting. The ice is melting. And the yeah. woman, she doesn't really get to
she
it.
She constantly, like, opens it and, like, eats the ice. And, like, it's like, you should be working. Yeah. You know?
Please, I want my pretzel dog now.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry stands. Spencer's. Yes!
Yeah. Truly happily Spencer's.
I filled out a job application for Spencer's. And my brother told my mom that I wanted to work in a sex toy store.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but there's also novelty posters too that glow in the dark. It's okay. I truly never got hired there. Okay.
Britney Spears.
Oh, Britney Spears. Fredericks of Hollywood.
I have no idea
Single
what that
moms.
Is.
Single moms.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What's okay, that? Fredericks of Hollywood is a lingerie store. No, it's a lingerie store for like MILFs.
Porn stars.
Yeah,
I used to work there. We only really had Yeah, I worked at the flagship one in Hollywood. It was mostly porn and creepy.
Well, probably Hollywood, but I'm just saying, like, it's not even like I feel like now, well, I don't know, maybe like trashy porn stars. Because now I feel like there's probably an Etsy store, an Instagram place with like cool sexy lingerie, but like Fredericks is kind of like
it's a slutty Victoria's.
It's like
Fredericks boutique.
Yeah, Fredericks of Hollywood is what it's called.
Oh.
And it's literally like if Pamela Anderson made lingerie.
I put her in her corset.
Put her in her corset.
Yeah, I was like 19, like, oh god, that's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
like
so cool.
Like people who like girls who dress up to go to an Irish pub. Like ew. Wear heels, you know.
Yeah.
Like my first reaction was ew.
Corset yeah. and jeans and ew. Heels to and an maybe, Irish pub
and like a wig, but like
a wig, yeah, but not a good one.
Not a good wig where you like
or extensions, but you can clearly see.
Yeah,
like you know what I hate? Like
no,
like
white tell
girls.
Me.
White girls are starting to get into the extension game and the wig game. I get it, but for the longest time, there'd be like chin length straight blonde hair. And then like extensions and then like extensions yeah, yeah. that are like my dog, this is fully a rat tail. Like, what are you doing? The shades of blonde are off.
Truly.
I don't know. But anyway, okay, Britney Spears. Beyonce. I would say Beyonce fans, you know, and again, this is me being biased.
Okay.
In Everlane, no.
I would
say
nice.
More powerful.
I would say Zara employee.
Yeah, Zara is good. Zara's good. Because yeah. I wanted like a classic, like Everlane's too. Yeah, Everlane would be like some like kind of indie. Yeah,
like She and Him.
Yeah, but She and Him is like too new. I mean, too old. Like, you know what I mean? It would be like
him.
A
yeah
a soccer mommy.
Oh, what's
soccer mommy?
It's Casey Musgraves.
Mm-hmm. Casey Musgraves. Those fans are shopping at Anthropologie.
They are.
They work at an Anthropologie girl listens to Casey Musgraves for sure. What's that girl? That Dua Lipa, the moist one.
She's great.
I would say Lululemon.
What?
Oh, I understand. What's Aritzia? Just as
Aritzia. What is it?
Like a general question about
Aritzia,
it.
Aritzia. Okay, so you know. As a fat person, malls are like tough, you know what I mean? Because not everybody has, you know. And then sometimes I'm like, I can squeeze in it. And then sometimes, but Aritzia to me, I'm getting two steps down from Free People.
Okay,
you know, I'm getting like scarves. I'm getting like a mango kind of vibe. Not Guess, Express. Okay,
Aritzia
Express, same. And then where did Nicki Minaj? Okay, Nicki Minaj, as we established where our gay men that work at Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. Okay.
And where do the Swifties work? And then we'll end this.
Build-A-Bear.
Yes. That is very funny. Yeah, they absolutely work at Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, it's okay.
All I want now is like a backpack that has like a bear, like it's a bear backpack.
Oh gosh.
And I sort of just like want to rock around like a little bitch. Does that make sense?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
She wears short skirts. I wear t-shirts.
Let me play my music.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, no, I really Taylor Swift is crazy. She really knows what she knows her power. And she's not afraid to use it. And like, those people are getting death threats for sure.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
Do we remember?
Yeah. But like, you didn't even say anything that bad.
I know.
They're stopping her from singing You Belong With Me. They are getting murdered. There's anthrax in all of their homes right at this moment. All right. Well, you know, I guess we can get started.
So that was sort of my bio and my history. If you want to learn more, you can follow me on Instagram or Twitter.
Well, yeah, you know, thank you for coming to the All Dick is Trash podcast.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Andres
Govea.
Andres Govea.
Yes.
Andres Govea.
Can I try?
Andres Govea.
Perfect.
Andres Govea. Andres Govea. That does sound like a novela villain.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm trying to build my career.
You have the luscious locks for it, too.
You okay, do, I'll but you are hair. Too brown.
Okay, I'll take down my hair.
So nice.
But you are too brown.
Listeners, I'm currently taking down my hair.
Ooh, gorgeous. Did you hear that swoosh?
If we can do a sound effect after, that would be amazing.
Fix it in post. But yes, Andres, you've seen them on Twitter. The amazing web series, CEO Skyscraper. You're a pitcher extraordinaire. You started comedy as Sarah Lawrence.
Yeah.
You did Second City.
Yeah.
And then got to New York City and then went into stand-up.
Yeah.
You're from McAllen, Texas.
Yes.
And you're in a self-identified barb. Boo. Boo. Sound effects, put that in later. Boo. No.
Wait, this is great. How did you know that?
Oh, my God.
I stopped you.
Okay, perfect.
We cannot reveal.
We don't know our sources, but I creeped on you for a long time.
I would have given you a bio, but that is my bio, so thank you.
No, this is good. This is good. So, yeah. I guess the first question, you know, just hearing my background, but, like, what are your thoughts, like...
Yeah, All Dick is Trash.
And like, sure. How'd you get there? And how do you feel as...
All Dick is Trash. I'll agree. I'm here. I might as well say yes.
You don't have to say yes if you don't agree.
I agree. And how did I get there?
Yeah.
Just sort of hoeing around a lot. And being like, oh, I'm on the apps, the grinders, the scruff. And being like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
But we love to go back to it because sometimes sex is fun.
Sometimes. And you never know when, and that's what keeps you going, just like stand up.
And heroin. Are you just like chasing that?
No, drugs. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
And heroin. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, I guess like, so do you identify? I'm sorry. This might be very personal.
Ask question.
Do you identify as non-binary?
Yes.
So, you know, and I'm just somebody, a trans woman, like got really upset by the saying, like, all dick is trash. Cause they felt
yes.
You know, it's like, and I understand. And I just like wanted to, you know, I'm always trying to get to the nuance and like see, you know, unpack that a little bit. I can totally understand, but I just wanted to hear your perspective on it, on like, you know, the idea of dick being equated to men, you know, and that kind of stuff. I mean, I know it's like pretty heavy, but.
No. Okay. I'm ready.
Now's your moment.
And your time starts now. I've only truly dated like cis men and my association with like all dick is trash. And I assume this is what you're doing is like a generalization of like you're dating bad people.
Yeah.
And you're like, and people are like, well, I don't know. What's your thought? Because I know you have a segment where it's like universal, like all dick is trash.
Yeah. I guess like for me, it did start off as like a cis men thing.
Got it. Which is not wrong.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think, I mean, obviously the podcast is named All Dick is Trash, so I don't think it's wrong. But, you know, I do understand, and, like, that's just something where, it causes, pause for me, and, like, it's also hard, too, because, I mean, I just have my own things of, like, I never want to be exclusionary.
Right, but I think what you're doing is the fact that you're talking, I think you're just exclusively talking about cis men.
Yeah.
Is that true or not true?
No, it's true, yeah.
Okay, then fair game.
Yeah.
You're sort of a woman and cis men are bad.
Yeah. That's okay. Fair. All right.
Wow, this is literally going to go down in the grave with me. I was like, hold on, what did I say? And, but for me, we're just going to be talking about like bad sexual relationships and bad like relationships in general, because I have thousands.
Yeah, that's exactly okay. That was like perfect. It was literally my next question.
Okay.
Was, you know, I mean, yeah, it's like, it's everything, but yeah, do you have, what's your like most trash? And it's hard because it's like, what's your favorite song? It's like, of course, like I can't possibly think of that.
I have a top
like,
five.
You have a top five, but yeah. Like, you know, whatever comes to mind of your like most trash experience.
Sure. I was on Tinder like 2 years ago. Okay, but I'm also on Tinder now. So like, okay, just yeah. Sort
no,
of like.
No, we're always on Tinder.
We're always on Tinder. We're never not on Tinder.
Confession?
What?
I have Tinder Plus, but moving on.
Shut up. Are you in Raya? What is it called?
No, I.
That's so sad.
Oh, fuck off. Oh. Wow. That's can we just trash fired. Dick of the day to
Andres Gouveia? Here's the thing that I heard. You can't get Raya if you have an Android.
Oh, fuck off. Wow. You know what? I just made this podcast so people will bully me. I get it. No,
wow. I was on Tinder like 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay, bitch. You're still on Tinder. Okay, whatever.
And then at the time, my bio was like, someone please take me to Olive Garden in Times Square, because that sounds amazing.
No.
Right?
Unlimited soups and... soup salad breadsticks, amazing.
Okay, well, it never happened. And
wow, maybe because you're such a goddamn hater.
True. But someone was like, I don't want to go to Olive Garden, but I'll take you to Red Lobster. And I was like, interesting. Yeah, I love Red Lobster.
Interesting.
Okay. Why?
I would feel like it's still in Times Square.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's not really hearing you. You know, it's listening, but it's not hearing you.
Okay, that's where we first started. It's sort of not listening. You're sort of just like doing what you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Not really respecting boundaries.
I know. I sort of asked for something.
Yeah, yeah. You asked for something.
Whatever, I'll trigger his dash. Okay. and then.
So you went to Red Lobster. Okay, but honestly, we do stand cheddar. Cheddar biscuits.
The cheddar bay biscuits. Biscuits.
Cheddar garlic bay biscuits.
I mean, I went and yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. He was weird. It was strange.
Okay, other question. I'm sorry. Yeah. I will get no, let please. You get to it. Was it Lobster Fest or Shrimp Fest?
Shrimp.
Ooh. Shrimp Fest. It was Shrimp Fest during... Wait, okay.
Yeah. Context. I'm very proud that I know that. we got there and I was like, oh, you're weird. I guess I'll just eat my dinner. I ate my dinner. I had a shrimp scampi. Okay. Very fun.
Yes.
He paid for it all. It was very cool. Nice. I mean, the portions are huge, yeah. And it is like $1,000.
Yeah, no. Red Lobster in Times Square, not cheap.
Not cheap at all. Not cheap. Anything in Times Square.
You could have honestly gone to a nice, like,
I know.
In, like, Soho.
Absolutely. But I decided I want the lights. Yeah. And then I went, and I was like, oh, interesting. And nothing was, like, really happening. It was, like, sort of awkward. And then he was like, do you want to go to the Hilton in Koreatown? There's like a rooftop. If anyone wants to go, it's pretty cool. Actually, it's not. It was boring.
and rooftop then, bars, tough.
Tough. Literally tough.
Tough. Like
in the winter, so tough.
Hard. Oppression. Rooftop bars, oppression.
Sad. So
you went to the Hilton.
We went to the Hilton. K-Town. And here's the thing. I sort of know when it like it's just going to be a hookup. And you, mm-hmm. We all know this. So
I feel like I don't. And that's why really? I created this race. But continue.
Oh my. Why?
Well, you know what it is.
Don't get into that if you want to finish your story.
I know. Sort of I have time, I guess.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's true.
I usually have the problem of like, I don't know it's a date until like halfway through. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Well, the thing with me is like, I feel like guys think they have to say that it's not going to just be a hookup. But then that confuses me. If you're literally like, I'm going to see you later, and you pick a time and a place, or not a place, but you pick like a specific time, like Tuesday at 8 o'clock, then I'm not going to think it's a hookup. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's intention.
For me,
I
know it's going to be a hookup. Yeah. If someone says Tuesday at 8 o'clock, I'm like, I'm not going to. Yeah, for sure. We're going to hook up.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry.
No. I mean, but while you're hooking up with someone.
Oh.
And then they're like, I'd love to see you again. What are you doing on Tuesday? Then I'm like, oh, this isn't a hookup.
This is like a datey thing.
And then they ghost. And I'm like, okay, well, then just don't say anything.
You're going to say anything when there's a dick in your mouth.
That's true.
I mean, well, you know, their dick wasn't in my dick wasn't in their mouth. They didn't have to say that.
Gonna be.
But also, wait, are you gonna hook up after Red Lobster? This is my question.
I know. I'm like, that's
So we hooked up after Red Lobster.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We went back to his place.
Where is this place? The Hilton in K-Town?
Yeah. Room 607.
No, really?
No.
Wait, no. Yeah, I'm sorry. We got off track. So you went to Red Lobster. He asked if you wanted to go to the rooftop of the Hilton.
Yes.
And then...
Okay, here's the thing. He wasn't fully out, and he's not like...
Oh, geez.
He's very awkward. And when you don't like hook up with like a fully out person, it's very like weird. And it's like...
What do you mean when you don't hook up with
or them? When you are going to hook up with someone that's not fully out, it's like, oh, I like you're uncomfortable. It's like weird. Like you're not really. I get that he wanted to hook up, but it was like you took me to Red Lobster in Times Square and then you took me to like the rooftop bar in like Koreatown of the Hilton. Mm-hmm. I was like, we could have just like hooked up if that's what you really wanted.
Yeah.
So we hooked up. Fine. Whatever. Got me a car home. And then didn't see him for 3 months. Didn't text, was like ghosted on both ends. And I was like, great, weird.
Yeah. Is it a ghost if you both don't text each other?
I guess so. No? I guess it's like mutually being like, we're fine.
Okay, yeah. It's ran its course.
3 months later, oof, the hit movie Star Wars came out. And then he texted me. He was like, have you seen Star Wars? And I was like, no, I've never seen Star Wars and I hate Star Wars. Who cares? And then he was like, do you want to go see it? I was like, sure. Took me to the...
Times Square.
Yeah, Times Square. And I was like,
what
is
this guy's obsession with Times Square?
I was like, okay.
Not a Nighthawk. Not even an Alamo.
Williamsburg Cinemas,
great.
Yeah.
Great little cute day place.
He took me, and then I think we went to a different bar after. Like, we didn't talk. We're not talking at all throughout this entire thing. And then he's like, do you want to go back to my place? And I was like, you could have just said to hook up. And then, but we did hook up, and then I never talked to him ever again.
Sounds like he's in love with you.
Really? Yeah.
You're probably like,
wait, you're the trash in this.
I am the trash.
Andres, like,
sorry.
Well, now everyone knows that Andres is a sociopath. He's like,
I just love.
This is the most trash experience. This guy wanted to spend time with me and wine and dine me. And what like, a piece what of a, shit.
What a horrible person.
What a horrible person. Ew. Stream this. Megatron.
She needs that.
She needs it. No, she does. Okay. You're an asshole, but
thank
we already
you.
Established that.
I respect it. You got a car. Did you get a car home back the second time?
I did. I think I did.
Aww.
I don't think. I like
dead.
To host. I don't like to go to their house.
I don't want to host ever.
See, I still don't get it. I think if you're just a hoe, you don't host. Same.
Yeah.
Me, I don't. Like, I never had anyone over, but.
I like to host, I guess, because I'm the other way where I'm like, I'm always worried that they don't really, you know, that it's just a hookup. I always want to like hang out for a long time. So I'm like, oh, if they're at my house, then they can leave whenever they want. Like, but if I'm at their house and like, I'm not sure if they want me to leave or if they want me to stay or if I can sleep over. And if I don't sleep, I really don't like not sleeping over with the guys that I have sex with. So that's why I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to, I like hosting. And then also if they murder me, like.
It's in your home.
It's in my home. So the narrative can be changed. I know my roommate would do that for me. Like, oh my God, he just came in the apartment. He just broke in and killed her like that. Cezanne would do that
poison
for me.
Interesting. Okay. Just to defend myself. I will say my problem with the trash dick that he took me on all these beautiful dates in Times Square. Beautiful. I think the problem is like when people aren't out and this is fine. Mm-hmm. I get that it's like awkward and like weird and mm-hmm. it's like uncomfortable, but be a little more like assertive in the fact and be like, hey, I want to hook up and this is sort of the only thing. Cause babe, I'll respond to that. I'll be like, great, let's hook up. We don't have to go through the entire thing. But again, I did love the date at Red Lobster because I ate so much.
Yeah.
No, that's totally true. And there's no like cuddling, there's no affection, there's no anything in public. It's like, okay.
It's like we're having a dinner, we're looking at each other.
We
I'm
could
like,
be
what?
Bros or we could
that's weird. Yeah. I went on a date recently with a guy and we were texting before because we like had matched when I was in Chicago and we were like just texting and stuff. And then we finally, you know, it was really me. I was like, when I got back in town, I was like, okay, let's go on this date. And the date was going really well. It was like, it was going so well. It reminded me of this guy that I really, I dated a guy.
No.
That
never date someone that reminds you of someone else.
I know. No, a guy that I really liked. Oh, he was like one of the best guys that I dated, except he was still living with his ex. And like, for all intents and purposes, I think like on paper they were broken up, but in reality they weren't.
What do you mean?
He went on vacation with her while we were dating. And he also
while we were dating.
He also like
he went on vacation with the woman with his ex that he lived with.
And you say that's not on that's on paper, but also like,
well, I think he thinks that they're broken up.
Are you okay?
No. That's why I'm making this podcast. But he also too, I will say, so anytime like I would have, I'd sleep with a guy to get him to wear a condom. I literally have to like pull a gown out. Like, you are wearing this goddamn condom or you are getting the fuck out of my house. Like, that's how
smart
this guy. We would make out for like 2 seconds and he would be like, where's the condom? Where's, and I'm like, oh, he's still fucking his ex. That was to me that, like that. That, like looking back, I'm like, oh, he was still fucking his ex. But anyway, this guy would, that's the old guy. This new guy I'm on a date with reminds me of him. It's going really well. And then, like, an hour, 2 hours into the date, he tells me that he's bi, but still figuring it out. And I was like, what? And then he's like, yeah, you know, like, my parents are very conservative. Like, you know, I really liked
Cher's album.
No, I that's why I liked you on Hinge, because I saw that you were liberal. Oh geez. And then, you know, so I thought you'd like be cool with it, and like I'm like, well, I'm like cool with dating a bi person, but he says he's still fit. He's like, well, this is the thing that got me. He was like, yeah, you know, I mean, I go on Grindr and stuff for like hookups, like, but I could only hook up with a guy. It's never anything romantic. And I'm like, I don't know if that's really, I don't know if like, yeah, I don't know if it's really like your step into from, you know, like being gay, like if it's not like an internalized thing, or if you're actually, you know what I mean?
So what did you do?
I was like, oh, thank you so much for sharing.
I love you.
Yeah, I felt bad for him. I felt super bad.
Did you go on a date? Did you? This was just messaging.
No, this was a date. We were on the date when you told me this. So yeah,
it sounded like you didn't want you like monogamy.
Yeah, no, I do.
Okay, we learned something today.
No, I do for sure.
And how much trash dick have you had? Too much. And how
enough
many
to
relationships?
Enough to make a
well, here
a
we
podcast.
Are.
Enough to make a podcast.
How many relationships have you had?
Wait, hold on. This
sorry.
Is your
no, interview. Sweetie. No. I have to, I'm here now and I'm like, okay, I need to know more.
Relationships? I don't know. Like, there are people I dated. I've dated a lot of people, but boyfriend? I don't know. That's like probably none.
Really?
Yeah, but dated, like, seen each other every like 3 times a week for like 2-3 months, and then something terrible happens, and then that's it. Or then I found out like, oh, this isn't exclusive. Oh, I'm an idiot. It's like, why'd you think I liked you? Because we fucked all the time and I slept over your house and I met all your friends and I've been to your comedy show. I'm like, oh yeah, no, I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. But yeah, all dick is trash.
Yeah.
But anyway, just a few more questions. What are some red flags you've chosen to in the past to ignore?
Like, for example.
Yes, please say an example.
When I first moved here, I dated a lot of white guys that had torn jeans on the back. You know, like those jeans that drag on the floor that they don't cuff or anything?
Yeah. Oh,
like
really?
Really old Converse.
In what year?
Oh, God. 24. It was rough. I was drinking a lot.
Yeah. No, I remember that.
Yeah. I've never done this, but people who date people with white dreads, you know, red flags that you're like, it's okay. Like, still live at home with their mom and they're like 40.
I feel like New York is tough with the live with the their mom. But yeah, but
I get the, yeah.
But you know, the settling.
You get the prompt.
I've learned recently that I, can't date white people. I mean, I will hook up with them, but fully like relationship wise, no. I have a problem with dating faux smart boys. It really gets me. I'm like, oh, you're like smart, but then I figure out like, oh wait, you're not.
Like what? Like what is faux smart? Like how do you
like
find
they're
out?
Really they're like really into like books and they like to like read and they're like blah 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 blah.
Makes them faux smart? Like what's the difference?
Because they think they're like knowledgeable about the world, but they're not like
Street smart.
They're not street smart and they're not like practical with it. They don't put it into practice specifically. Their intelligence.
Yeah, I know. I'm like trying to see how that would come up in a problem, but I guess
in a problem.
No.
I mean
like,
I'm sure it's like a lot of explaining basic things to you. They're like, yeah, this is common sense. So why don't you understand that? Or like you're trying to navigate their life and be like, you could have went from A to D. Like, why are you?
Yeah.
Dummies. I don't know.
What are your flags?
You know, I realized for me, somebody wore sweatpants on the first date.
They must have not had a nice dick.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, well,
for the first time, really the first time I was like, I made him go home and change. No, we were right by his house. Oh. And then he's like, what do you want me to do? Go home and change? I'm like, yes. And it's like, that's such a story. Like, I don't even want, but the lobby of his building was, it was when it was Romney versus Obama. And
that was a good time.
The lobby of his apartment building was a polling place. So I was waiting in the lobby for him and they're like, what line are you in? I'm like, I'm here because this guy did not. And the guy like fucking turned around so fast. But yeah, like it's not the wearing of sweatpants, but it's the kind of guy that wears sweatpants on a first date.
Joggers or sweatpants?
It was jogger. It was before joggers were, you know, because now they have the cloth jog, you know, or khaki
like,
joggers.
Were they like the light gray ones with the
The drop crotch sweatpants. Like from this was in 2012, right?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, 2012.
Election, yeah.
So it was like those drop crotch sweatpants that like people who go to Millennium Dance Complex.
Oh my God. I love those videos. Yeah,
those videos of like, not black people dancing hip hop, like where the crotch almost touches the floor, like it's one of those things. And then like that shit. That guy was such an asshole to me, and like ghosted me twice or whatever. And then I went on another date. This other guy had like been hitting me up for like a year to go out. Like it could never work out. Like a year, we were always like on and off trying to meet up, and then finally we met up. And then he shows up in sweatpants, and I'm like, no. I can't. It's a red flag.
What other red flags?
See, this is turning into an interview about me.
Why? But I want to know. This is about you.
What are the red flags? Okay. Let's see. Just somebody who doesn't respect boundaries.
Yeah.
And it starts off like little things. Like I say, let's meet at this time, or I don't want you to do this, or I don't want you, you know, and then they just keep pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And then, yeah, it's just like, oh, well, you know, okay. Or, oh, and then like, it's like, no, it's only going to get worse.
You guys are so evolved. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm like someone who doesn't know how to use beard oil, like blonde eyebrows.
Well, those are like, well, as I've gotten older, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't care about. And like probably a few years ago, things that I'm like open to dating now, I'm like, I would never. But now I'm like, oh, it just doesn't matter. Like it doesn't, you know, so many things. Like
I like good hygiene.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but that's, come on.
Yeah, that's sort of like a base level.
Yeah.
Well, I got a really nasty UTI from this one guy who like would show up to my house. Like he would not. Oh, he was so gross. Ew, I would show because we were about to like hook up.
But you still hooked up with him. You can't call him disgusting if you still touched it.
You're trash.
I know. Look, in Dominican Republic, they say, who's the nasty person? The person with the stank breath or the person who kisses the person with the stank breath?
Damn.
And that is... That
now
is
you
that.
Got a UTI?
And then that's how I got a UTI, honey. Yes. Are you still a Barb? Which is yes.
Yes.
How do you feel about Nikki's retirement, marriage, baby, marriage to a rapist? convicted rapist.
Yeah, okay. She's the biggest barb of us all. Like, she, like, knows how to play the game. She, like, is aware, like, controversy makes her, like, relevant.
Controversy and marrying a rapist is...
I don't support... Okay, I'll
convicted
say
convicted rapist.
I like Nicki Minaj's songs. Okay, crazy. And...
Stream Megatron.
Please stream Megatron right now. But more than I love Nicki Minaj, I love the barbs. Mm. Does that make sense? So yes,
you love your community. You
I love my
family.
Community. I love my chosen family. In the gay community,
Pose, but about barbs?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, geez. I'd watch it though. But yeah, no. Continue. So
So
you think she's doing, she just married him for like controversy?
For attention. Yeah.
For attention, because she knew that people would be pissed?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's.
You think it's love?
She's super queens, and that's someone she's known her whole life. And so he's just someone from the block, and like, I love him. Like,
yeah.
You can't love. Tell me. Like, this is, I know him. Like, that's his past.
Yeah, she's like, how could he rape her? How could he rape her if they were dating? That's what she said.
Makes like, sense. This,
guys, yeah. I wish we were on Queen Radio right now.
Oh,
in
my
a
God.
Huge way.
To freedom! Do you think Harriet Tubman was wearing gowns and eating rice?
To freedom!
To freedom! Yeah. But I do want to say, I would watch Julia Roberts as Harriet Tubman.
Yes, absolutely.
I would totally watch that movie.
Her big mouth? Yeah.
Her big mouth. Well, somebody on Black Twitter, somebody posted pictures of Julia Roberts with her curly hair. And they're like, I love Julia Roberts before she got the relaxer.
That's so good.
And I was like, yes. But anyway.
It's been so long. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so, all right.
Juju.
You've described yourself wanting to be the gay Tarantino.
Yeah.
What would your dream
I'm
project
so scared.
Be?
My dream project? I've said this before, Charlie's Angels, but worse. But they already did it.
They
so.
Did it.
So I can't do that anymore.
No, they did it. It looks... What do you think about it?
It's so bad. It looks bad. I'm going to go watch it.
Of course, because you love trash.
Duh. Trash dick.
Trash dick.
Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels. Kristen Stewart.
What do I want to make?
Ambiguous women.
I want to make a TV show called Gangel about a gay angel.
Now, are we talking like David Boreanaz?
Oh my God. Yes, absolutely.
Or is it like Touched by an Angel?
It's like combined. What's Touched by an Angel about?
It's like an angel. I feel like it's an angel that comes like and
who's
helps
like a lawyer.
People.
Was that with
no,
Jennifer?
No, no, no.
Because
I'll write that one.
No, that maybe it had a black woman, but I feel like it would be like people. This one person would get themselves into tough situations, and then the angel. We could just look this up. The
I'm
angel
Googling
would help
it.
It up.
I remember
yeah.
it was on PAX.
Yeah, it was on some it. Like it's syndicated or some
young.
Shit. It's like
I'm
weirdly
too,
too Christian.
Yeah,
you are Gen Z.
Mm. Yeah, you could watch
that.
Everything on like YouTube, and I just didn't have cable, so we had to watch Touched by an Angel.
Yeah, I watched a lot, but okay, so Gangel, so give us the premise, the pitch for Gangel.
Okay, so a gay angel falls to earth in a nightclub.
Okay,
and a hot bartender played by me.
Okay.
With a fat ass.
Nice. Okay, so butt injection's great.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so you are getting Fix-A-Flat injected into your ass.
Yes.
Great.
Yes, I mean okay. It's for the role.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything for
dream project.
And then Gangel sort of like has the apocalypse is coming, and he sort of like has informed me that I sort of have to stop it.
Oh,
so,
love it.
Dogma.
Dogma. Yeah. Dogma,
so dogma
but gay.
But gay. Yeah. Dogma, but gay. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Love Dogma. It was always on Comedy Central.
Always. It was truly
on.
On
Comedy Central all the time. Cool. Well, you know, I think now we can go into our lightning round.
Spooky.
Spooky. So I'm just going to ask you a list of things.
Oh, God.
And then you're just going to say trash or not.
Nah. Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Trash. Nah. Trash.
This is like the kombucha meme. Like, well, not yet. No. Trash. Okay, trash. Okay.
Trash.
Black Friday.
Nah.
Pink Friday.
Nah. That's beautiful.
Beautiful. Working towards your dream and struggling to make ends meet, even though the world is ending in 2030.
Trash.
People who say za instead of pizza.
Trash.
Elizabeth Banks, Charlie's Angels reboot.
Trash.
Red Lobster.
Nah, that's great.
Dave and Buster's.
Trash.
Interesting. Anything else? Any other? Claire's.
Trash.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Any other?
Red Robin.
Nah.
Interesting. Red Robin's the burgers?
The burgers and the fat fries.
Whataburger.
How'd you?
Nah, we love.
Why'd you look at me when you said fat fries? You looked at me
because I was
very
like,
hard.
I think they're called steak fries, but yeah, I decided to just say.
Okay. Well, let's just wrap this up. Sorry, I just activated Bixby, which is the Android version of Siri.
Oh my god! What do you call? It's called Bixby.
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 Trash or nah?
Trash. Bixby.
Oof. How long does it take to load?
Bixby.
I have to update it.
Bixby, grow up.
Okay. Give us like one fond memory you have that will restore our faith in humanity and maybe men.
No.
All right, ladies. All right, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone. That was Andres. Andres
Govea. Yes.
Super villain in a telenovela.
Bar. Amor a su público.
I know. I just finished watching Elite. Have you seen it?
No. But it's great.
It's great.
I've seen the like clips on YouTube.
Oh my god. It is nuts. I really recommend
what
it.
What is it? I have no idea.
It's a span. It's Gossip Girl and Big Little Lies and Riverdale in Spain.
So yeah. It's Rebelde, just like
yes, with money.
It's Rebelde, but Rebelde wasn't. It's
Rebelde.
It's,
no music. No music.
No music. No music. No music. It's not as corny as Rebelde.
I don't know. That Thatcher's episode was crazy.
Yo,
did you guys ever watch Decisiones Extremas?
Is that what, an anthology show?
Yeah.
I watched like La Rosa de la Guadalupe, which is like
really good.
Like, it's like I think that's like Touched by the Angel, where every like a Mexican family would do something and then God would come or something.
The Virgen would come.
Or the Virgin would come and like to fix it or something. But I haven't seen Decisiones Extremos.
There's that one and then Extreme Decisions, which is very funny.
Which one? But what is Decisiones Extremos?
They're just like, it's like episodes of like crazy things that happen, and like there's three in each episode, and they're
it's like Mujeres Casos Vida Real, but it's just like everyday life. It's not just about women. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It was like on MTV Dos, and it was the funniest thing I've ever watched.
Oh god. Anyway, you should watch Elite because the shit is nuts. But yeah.
Crazy. Thanks, Andres.
Thanks, Andres, for coming. And I will watch Decisiones Extremos. Any other plugs? Anything that? How can we follow you? How can we find you? All 10 people that are listening to this.
This is live, right?
This is live. Cool. Yeah, this is live. I do say if any of your friends said I heard you on this podcast, they want to fuck you.
That's okay.
I feel like if people like
that's true.
Yeah. It checks out.
Happen.
So
you can follow me at Mijo Andres on all platforms. On Twitter, it's a zero.
Yeah, I know.
Instead of an O.
It was hard to find you.
And I think that's it. I have shows, but you can find those shows on Insta or Twitter.
On Twitter, maybe. I mean, Insta, maybe.
Yeah.
Because you don't be posting on Twitter.
I don't, honestly.
You're hard to stalk.
I'm not. I don't post on Instagram right now either.
I know. Yeah. Sad.
Sad.
But big ups to me for my stalking game.
Yes,
I know you really made a bio.
Stalking game was great. Yes, everyone. Cap it up for Candy, producer extraordinaire.
I'm a Scorpio. So if you guys are dating anyone and need to know their whole life, and like, I got this.
Okay. I'm not. So
shout out to McAllen, Texas.
True. 956. That's the area code.
So for this segment, we like to call it Trash Dick Confessions, where people can submit their confessions or stories and things that they're not sure about and they want us to weigh in on. So, Candy, producer extraordinaire.
Yes, yes.
Tell us the first confession.
I hooked up with a guy, an older fellow in his mid-40s.
Trash.
Living with his mom. Totally. Ooh. My bad. Who, after we hooked up, called me to shame me because I had condoms, because girls are usually not the ones with condoms. really quick, Millie gave me the best advice of my life when I was dating people 20 years older than me. She's like, have they been married? I was like, trash. It was your exact thing. Have they been married? Have they had a long-term commitment? Trash.
If they haven't, then they're
trash.
They haven't,
yeah. Are they divorced? Have they not been in, have they not had a live-in partner and they're almost 40? It's trash if you're early 20s and you're dating someone.
Yeah. I now that I'm getting older, I'm like, it's not lame that someone hasn't been married, but it's also, but it is indicative if they're like out trying to date someone like 10, 15 years younger than them.
I mean,
and they're older. Yeah. Like that's trash.
21, 22, you don't realize you're being groomed. But
yeah,
that's
exactly.
For another day. Anyways, dude who lives with his mom who doesn't believe women should have condoms.
That's unequivocally trash. There's no debate there.
Yeah, this is garbage fire.
Do you know how much like guys suck with condoms? You really have to force them to. And I just like having my own stash. Like,
I mean, that's why we have like mega gonorrhea, like
mega gonorrhea, super like super, crazy syphilis yeah. shit. Yeah. So. And yeah, no, fuck that. Mm-hmm. Like, and maybe in the 70s when he was first, when he lost his virginity in the 70s. I'm kidding. Yeah, God, that just reminds me of this guy who went to a comedy show that I did and then said that he wants to go up, and he was like in his, and he's like, I'm 59 and I'm newly divorced, and you know, now I'm dating again, and I love the dating apps because you can say what age you can put the women, and you know what I realized, nobody's virgins anymore in this city, like no one's a virgin in this city. I'm like, ew, that's the same vibe of like, so women shouldn't have condoms. Why shouldn't I have a condom? Fuck off. It's all, and it's those same guys who get butthurt about abortions. Lame. Press the button. Trash.
Garbage day.
Oh wait.
Bro, you're trash, bro.
That's my favorite.
Trash.
I have one more.
Okay.
I hooked up with a guy once. After finishing in like four pumps, asked me if I got wet. He was trying to ask if I came, but since he never seems to care about his partner's orgasms, apparently he didn't have the correct terminology. Trash.
It's, you know, it's trash.
Like, did you get wet?
That's, I know.
All I hear, like, in my
head. It should have been before. That also reminds me of a text my friend sent. My friend sent me a screenshot from this guy. You know, now if somebody sends me a text, if I get a text in the middle of the night that says all dick is trash, I'm like, oh no, this is gonna it's gonna follow a story. But she said that there is this guy who, you know, got mad at her that she never gave him blowjobs. And then he's like, what the fuck? And then she's like, well, you've never made me come. And he's like, oh, so now it's my responsibility to make you come. And she's like, what? And he's like, you know, you can help out too. Like, she's like, oh, so I'm supposed to get you off and me off. And he's like, I'm just saying it's a group effort. She's like, you know what? I don't think this is working. And he's like, you're making a huge mistake.
When did two people become a group? I'm so confused. I don't understand.
I know. I'm like, ugh, God. Trash. All dick is trash. That guy's trash. Just try to be better. Just try to be better. It's fine if you It's fine if you can't last long, but then do other stuff. But
the fact that you finish sex and you're like, did you get wet? All right, cool. I'm never gonna say that again in my life. That was enough.
Yeah, so that's the end of the confessions. Okay, and for the final segment, we have Trash Dick of the Week. Now, this is a hard... this is always hard to just choose just one trash dick. But I feel like this person really deserves it. And the Trash Dick of the Week is my landlord.
Ooh.
I just unequivocal trash. He is so lazy. Look, I get it. I live in Williamsburg. I pay under $1,000 for a room. Fine. The building's going to be some level of shitty. But what are the base things that you need in an apartment? You need to like be safe.
A ceiling. Door that locks.
Okay. A door that locks. That's a good point. You know what? The fucking door of my building didn't lock for a long time. You could jiggle it and it would open. And it's in a very busy street with a lot of crackheads, You know, a lot of people, a lot of users, a lot of weird people I've gotten, like one time I was coming home and a guy reached into a cab to get me out. Like, and then I had to walk in and I'm like, imagine if I locked the door and that guy jiggled it and he can open
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And you have a crackhead door because it has like all these like tags and stuff. It looks like you can just like go into your staircase.
Oh, Candy. The crackhead door has gotten worse because somebody got a paint gun. Like in my head, it's like a gun, like a Ghostbusters slime gun of paint. And they sprayed the whole front side of my building, like up until the second floor, just like sprayed it. Like it looks so fucking bad. We told our landlord. So first we told him about the door. Then we told their landlord about the fucking paint thing. And he was like, oh, it was Halloween. You piece of shit. Heat's not working. And then this is the final fucking straw, right? So my building's a shithole. My landlord sucks. But, you know, the one thing is, like, I can pay my rent late, whatever. Like he won't even notice until probably the 15th that I haven't paid my rent yet, which is fine. So I haven't paid my rent yet because I've been waiting on some checks from different companies that I've worked for. Big checks. Thousands of dollars I've been waiting for them, and they haven't come. And it's been, like, now 5-6 weeks. So I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? I got an email from one of the companies, and they say, hey, we sent out the check. Somebody intercepted it, changed their name, and cashed it. And then I'm looking, and it's because my building doesn't have mailboxes. It just gets thrown out onto a pile in the lobby. And then it stacks up and stacks
also,
up and everyone's mails.
It's not a lobby. It's a staircase.
It's a staircase. It's like, yeah, not lobby, staircase. And Jesus. it gets scrambled up with everyone's things. And then there's important documents, important checks, everything, all fucking. So I said, my landlord, I was like, look, we need fuck. And he said he was going to give us keys a long time ago. We have mailboxes. He just hasn't given us keys because he's so fucking lazy. It's the bare fucking minimum. Dog, get us keys. Jeez. And then he's like, you should call the police. And I'm like, okay, I'll call the police. And you know what? They're going to come and they're going to condemn this building. Yes. They're going to condemn it because this building is unlivable, you piece of shit. Give me a goddamn key. And this is why my rent's late, you piece of shit.
Jesus.
So,
and this is, yes.
Yesterday. He sucks. He's so lazy. And
you still have those crackhead neighbors? Are the meth head neighbors at St. Britney Spears like 3 a.m?
Oh, I was going to say, you know, one that meth. I mean, you know, the other one OD'd.
Oh, shit.
But, the, you know, she OD'd last year.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're meth heads, but they do sing and they sing. And now they got into tap dancing, which is great. We love that. We love that.
Oh, my God. The best thing about Thin Walls is tap dancing.
The best thing. So yeah, that's the trash dick. I feel like that's pretty deserved.
Yeah.
Fuck my landlord. And if you know any nice places that are not OD expensive, me and my roommate are looking. Thank you for listening to the All Dick is Trash podcast. The All Dick is Trash podcast is produced by Candy Harrell, and we are part of the More Banana Podcast Network. Our founder and managing producer is Kate Moldenhauer. If you would like to share an anonymous confession, email trashdickconfession@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at ADIT Podcast. And of course, you can always follow me, your host, Millie Tamaris, on Twitter at Millie Tamaris. Stay classy, y'all.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.